Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas, the best place to see the biggest blockbuster movies in Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Yes, it is Friday and we are talking movies with Niall O'Brien and he's on the line. How you doing, Niall?
I'm a little bit concerned because it's Friday the 13th, but I think
okay.
We'll be all right.
Oh, God, don't throw that out there now. Do you know what I mean? I forgot it was Friday the 13th there for a minute. Okay, we'll ignore it. Everything's going to go smoothly. It'll be fine. We do have our competition as always, yes?
Yes, our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now, where if you can identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker, we will give you a pair of tickets to Omniplex Cinemas for the film of your choice.
Yes, and Omniplex Cinemas have great locations around the northeast. They have the Deluxe venue in Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk and Omniplex Balbriggan. There's no better way to experience the biggest and best blockbuster movies on the big screen at the Omniplex Cinema. And you can find the screening times and all of the details on omniplex.ie. We have a pair of tickets up for grabs and we have a mystery voice clip for you.
We do, and it's always somebody connected to one of the films that we're talking about today.
Okay, so who is this? I haven't had a sneaky listen.
You haven't
this
listened.
Morning.
Okay.
So who is this talking in the clip? If you think you know who it is, 086 1800 658. Don't forget to put your own details on it as well. Here it is.
So I had a lot to draw on from that just in growing up with my dad.
Okay, I think I might know. He's kind of in the news again, is he? A little bit.
Is he ever out of news?
Maybe not. Okay, here we'll give him another go. Hang on.
So I had a lot to draw on from that, just in growing up with my dad.
Could I say High School Musical? Am I on the right
track? You could
track?
Say that, yeah.
Okay,
if you want to give it away to everybody.
086.
I'm trying to make people work for this.
Listen,
week.
It's a Friday. Do you know what I mean? I want to be like Oprah. I want everyone to have the tickets.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Now, only one person can get them, but you can get your entries in 086 1800 658. Now, getting to our movies this week, and we are talking about a fire starter, a twisted fire starter.
We have two films this week about young girls, basically, and they couldn't be more different. We're going to start with Firestarter, which is out today. All parents think that their children are special, but in this film, Andy and Vicky McGee, they're right, because their young child Charlie, who's 11, is basically can set fires with her mind.
Oh,
so I mean, it's tough to raise a child. You know this, Sinead, but imagine how much tougher it would be if they could start fires just by thinking about it. And that's the premise from the Stephen King book from 1980 about, as I say, young Charlie McGee. She has pyrokinetic abilities, which means she can set fires with her mind. There was already a film adaptation of this in 1984. And I'm kind of, it's one of those kind of not great Stephen King adaptations, but I still kind of enjoy it. It's got a great cast. Drew Barrymore, straight out of E.T., I think, was in that. And she's very angelic as fire and chaos goes about her. But this is the remake from 2022. This stars Zac Efron as Father Andy, and Vicky, played by Sydney Lemon, who is the mother of Charlie, who has these abilities, and they've been on the run for 10 years. They've been trying to hide their daughter, Charlie, played by Ryan Keira Armstrong, from this shadowy federal agency that wants to harness her gift of being able to create fire with her mind into a weapon of mass destruction, or at least use them for their nefarious purposes. Andy, played by Zac Efron, has taught Charlie how to diffuse her power, because what happens is when she loses control or gets emotional or she gets triggered by anger or pain, she starts a fire. But as she gets older, she's 11, I think, when we meet her in this film, it becomes harder and harder to keep this gift under control. An incident at school, basically a toilet explodes, reveals that the family are living in this town, and this mysterious organization called The Shop send an operative called John Rainbird to hunt down the family and seize Charlie once and for all. We have a clip here.
We do.
He's got Charlie. He's covered her eyes so she can't use her powers, but I don't think it's going to go the way that he thinks.
Okay, here it is from Firestarter.
Surrender.
Charlie?
Daddy?
No one gets hurt.
Let her go. Do you feel that? Let her go or it's going to get a lot worse.
Where's Mommy?
She has no aim without sight if she's like the rest of us.
Where's my wife?
Where's Mommy?
Let her go, for God's sake, man.
It's not going to end well for you, John Rainbird. So this remake is directed by a director called Keith Thomas, who directed a fantastic low-budget movie, horror movie for Blumhouse. And this is produced by Blumhouse. And people might know Blumhouse as they will give you a very kind of small budget in Hollywood in Hollywood terms, but they will kind of let you go off and do whatever you like. So he directed a film called The Vigil, which was brilliant. Now, this film, this updating of Firestarter, it doesn't really live up to the promise of The Vigil. There's nothing really exciting or visually captivating about the stuff that we see in this. And maybe it needed a bigger budget. Maybe that's what it is. Zac Efron, who I do think is a very capable actor,
yeah,
and was really good in Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. I had to write that down because I couldn't remember it, where he played Ted Bundy. He's really good in that. But he just doesn't have the chemistry that's needed with the young Charlie, played by Ryan Keira Armstrong. And she is doing her best. I'm always very, I wouldn't say indulgent with young actors, but you know, you have to go, they're young, of course, you know. And
you
she
see,
is really
maybe because
good.
He hasn't got kids, you know what I mean? Maybe that's
well,
the...
I do think, and he has said in interviews that he was channeling his dad.
Okay.
But I think maybe you needed a father there that could connect with this. And they're just not, because they are the core of the film, the two of them. And it just didn't work in the same way, in a different way. In the original, it was David Keith, who's an actor I like, and Drew Barrymore. And I really believe them as father and daughter kind of on the run from this agency. Now, there is a lot to like in this. It's got a great score by John Carpenter, which I was really surprised because he was supposed to direct the original 1984 version, but didn't. And it's got that real 80s kind of synth score that John Carpenter does very, very well. Ryan Keira Armstrong is doing her best. She's really good. But not to kind of jump on the bandwagon, which you're going to hear a lot about this, Firestarter just fails to spark.
I was waiting for one of them. Okay, so it's kind of, it's a miss. It's a miss, the Firestarter.
Well, look, if you're into a Stephen King adaptation, you want to see something like this, then you'd probably enjoy it. But for me, I think it's probably something better enjoyed at home, maybe.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
streaming when it turns up.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something that we've been talking about a lot this week, and we are very excited about this because a lot of this movie was shot in County Meath. It is on Colleen Kuhn, the Irish language film. Now, please don't let that turn you off, people, okay? Niall, I'm sure you've got a lot to say about this.
Oh, here, look, tell Jerry Kelly that there's no late lunch today. I'm just going to be talking about this film. So this is, as you say, on Colleen Kuhn, adapted from a novella called Foster by Claire Keegan, set in 1981. It's the story of a 9-year-old girl, Koch, played by Catherine Clinch, and she's shy and withdrawn. She's neglected at home. She lives in a very chaotic household. She has 3 siblings, and there's another one on the way. I think there's so many kids in this. I was kind of going, how many brothers and sisters does she have? Another one on the way. Her expected mother has enough kind of on her plate trying to look after these children and deal with their feckless father and his drinking and his gambling and his picking up like driving and picking up hitchhikers. I'm not going to say what happens with that. It's not. It's just he's driving along and somebody gets in the car and Koch is in the back and you kind of go, there's another story here that we're not, you know, we're not being implicitly told what's happening, but we know what's going on. So she is sent off to spend a summer with her mother's cousin, Eileen, played by Carrie Crowley, and her husband, Sean, played by Andrew Bennett, in the Gaeltacht area of the Ring in Waterford, where she finds herself straight away. She's just out of the car and she's being cared for in a way that she never has before. And it's totally alien to her. Now, this is Carrie Crowley. The couple are a little bit older. You know, you get the feeling that there's something, there's so much love in this house, but there's something that's unspoken. There's something, there's a sadness that also is over them. Sean, played by Andrew Bennett, who's Eileen's husband, he's a little more standoffish with Koch. And the first thing that happens is when her dad drops her off, he drives off with her suitcase. So she has no clothes.
Oh, God.
So she has to be dressed in these clothes that are in the house. She's sleeping in a room that has wallpaper that features steam trains. The audience very quickly kind of get an idea of what might have happened. Koch, it's all from Koch's point of view. So we don't really, you know, it's not said exactly. And this is the brilliant thing about this film. You talk about show and don't tell, or tell don't tell show. This is a great example of that. We have a clip here from the trailer, a very short one, and it is bilingual, but you know,
you get the gist. Here it is on Colleen Kuhn.
How long should they keep her?
They keep her as long as they like.
Well, ich erin galin sa.
Legio house and home.
Colleen Kuhn and Colleen Kainer.
Tell she your mate is gaudy or all.
Oh, you know, the trailer that I saw as well, it just looks amazing. It really does. And like you say, Niall, you know, there is, you know, Irish in it, but there's a good fair bit of English in it as well. And obviously subtitles.
It's a bilingual film. I just want to highlight the two lines that you heard spoken in Irish there was a quiet girl, this one. And then
don't
Sean
be afraid
replies,
or something. Yeah.
No, he says, she says as much as she needs to say. And that is the highest compliment I can give to this film. It says as much as it needs to say. It is beautiful. It is stunning. It is powerful. And it is intrinsically Irish. And it's not just the language. It is, yes, an Irish language film. But like I say, it's a bilingual film. And it's a film about the limitations of language and how what you say, because she is a quiet girl, what you try to say or what you try to speak, you sometimes can't because language is not enough. And it's about tiny little moments. There is so many. I talk about Marvel movies a lot and I can't spoil it because this character, there's so many beautiful little moments I don't want to spoil talking about this film because I want people to see it and everybody should see it. And I want them to see it not knowing they're coming because they are beautiful.
I get you. And we should say as well, and I'm always, you know, I will always use an opportunity to say this. We have to support Irish movies like this. We really do. Like this film cleaned up at the IFTAs. It bet Belfast, can we just say? It bet Kenneth Branagh's Belfast to win Best Film. So there's a reason for that. Please, people, do go along and support Irish cinema because it means that, you know, artists like Colm Bourade and all the cast, and they can continue to actually make, you know, more movies. And that's what this is all about, you know.
Absolutely Yeah, I mean, it's so, like I say, it's a beautiful film. I would recommend it to anybody. It doesn't matter what kind of film, if you like stories, if you like. And a shout out to the entire cast, they are brilliant.
Amazing.
Colm Bourade, you mentioned there, the director, and the story is great. And I have to say, like, it's set in the early 80s, and you're too young to remember the early 80s because I don't think you were born, but it was like Proust. It was like remembering my childhood. There were things that I saw. There was Wanderley Wagon and I went, oh, geez, all of the cars, all of the wallpaper, all of the carpets. There's a piece of Tupperware that you see. And I went, God, I remember that.
Niall was having a great trip down memory lane with that. Absolutely.
I did.
Okay,
I did.
So Colleen Kuhn, massive thumbs up. That's the one to go and see. Absolutely. And it's in cinemas all around the place at the moment. Now getting to our TV movies of the weekend. We've three great ones here.
Yes, of course, tonight on TG Cahar, and they were producers on Colleen Kuhn, I have to say, and fair play to them. They're doing great work for Irish film, especially Irish language film. At 25 past nine tonight, the Western is Five Card Stud from 1968. And it's a it's a mix between a murder mystery and a Western. You've got a great cast. You've got Dean Martin as a gambler. You've got Robert Mitchum as a preacher. You've got Roddy McDowall as a ne'er-do-well. And it's about a poker game that goes bad. And then the people who are involved in this poker game get picked off one by one. And Dean Martin has to find out who is responsible.
Oh, great one. That's on tonight, 9:25 on TG Cahir. Move into Saturday night then.
Saturday. And there are a lot of good. I could have added other. There's good films on this weekend, so check the listings yourself. But I had to mention at 10:40 on BBC Two, this is Spinal Tap from 1984. I mean, it's so influential on so much comedy that's come after it, especially all of the documentary or mockumentary comedies. It's about an aging rock band who tried to revive their fortunes by going on a US tour. And if you've not seen it, it's brilliant. It's so funny.
That's BBC Two on Saturday at 10:40. And on Sunday?
On Sunday at 10 p.m. is a beautiful film that I don't know if a lot of people are aware of from 2019, starring Liam Neeson. We love Liam Neeson when he's out to kind of take revenge. But this is Liam Neeson in more serious kind of dramatic mode, I suppose. He is the husband of his wife, Joan, played by Leslie Manville, who people might remember from The Phantom Thread. She was great in that. And Joan gets a cancer diagnosis. And it's basically about her, Tom, played by Liam Neeson, and Joan navigating this world of serious illness. Now, maybe I'm not selling it there, but it's really, you should absolutely see it. Just have the hankies beside you.
So it's a bit of a tearjerker, that one. On Sunday, BBC Two at 10 p.m. And we can say that our mystery voice was, of course...
It was, of course, Zac Efron himself.
Yes, lots of people getting it, and we will pick a winner very, very shortly. For now,
You shouldn't have given away the hint. You shouldn't have said.
I'm all about the hints. Niall, as always, thank you so much for Jam Packed Real Reviews. We'll chat to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas, the best place to see the biggest blockbuster movies in Drogheda, Dundalk, and Balbriggan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.